This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Gosh, I feel like I have killed it so far on the show, Chris. I have. Don't shake your head. I have. I can feel it sometimes. And so before I get to the Hunter Biden stuff, today my in-laws are in town. And today, before I came into the studio and started the hard grind of doing radio and TV before we took them out to lunch before. The wife and I took her in-laws out to lunch. And as I'm leaving, I'm getting up to leave because I had some meetings. You know, I'm a very important celebrity. I had some meetings before. My father-in-law looks to me and says, have a great show. And I said, I will. My wife just bends over and just puts her head in her hands on the table. I thought it was funny, all right? It was a joke. I thought it was funny. And then she rejected me when I reached my hand across the table and told her everything would be okay. All right. Now, we have a bunch to unpack. Some good, a lot bad. Let's unpack it together. I know you've already seen the news of the day. I'm not going to act like I'm breaking this to you about Hunter Biden. Just hang with me here. Hunter Biden, because he is a grease fire of a human being, and because his father has hooked him up with endless overseas business deals, even though he has no skills whatsoever outside of, I don't know, hookers, but he's made a bunch of money and he doesn't pay his taxes. For some reason, these rich people, the rich dirt balls, you'd think they'd be better about making sure every T is crossed and every I is dotted. I will tell you, I overpay in taxes. We make sure I overpay in taxes because I'm perfectly aware of how much the government hates my guts, especially the IRS and things like that. I can't leave any doubt of what I've done. I make sure I am paid up and good to go. Hunter Biden, career criminal, just thought he was going to stiff the government out of $1 million. Now, he's in trouble for that. He's in trouble because he lied on a gun form. I'm not going to nerd out the details. You'll know if you've ever purchased a gun. You have to fill out a form. If you lie on one of those, that is a felony.
And this is not one of those crimes where I'm not sure if he did it or didn't it. You have the paper, all right? He did it. He's guilty of a felony. He is. And so people are celebrating today. They're celebrating, but I want you to listen to something. This Washington Post article, I try not to read the Post, but there is an interesting little tidbit in here. People celebrating this today are missing this. They're missing what's really going on. And I'm going to not only play my old prediction, I'm going to make a new one for you. But this is from the article. This is still me live. Agents determined months ago they had assembled a viable criminal case against the younger Biden, but it is ultimately up to the prosecutors at the Justice Department, not agents, to decide whether to file charges in cases where prosecutors believe the evidence is strong enough to lead to a likely conviction at trial. There's been a lot of celebrating today on the right, and they're not understanding it. The FBI said, we have the evidence. We have the info. He did it. Ultimately, it's going to be up to Joe Biden's aggressively partisan DOJ to decide whether or not they actually bring those charges forward. They can just choose not to bring charges, and then there are no charges. Now, that brings me back to something I said in April. April 14th, in case you're wondering the validity of this. You want to go verify yourself, go download the podcast, download all the podcasts at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Back on April 14th, the wonderful Oracle, Jesse Kelly, had this to say. Significant thing you should be paying attention to is media organizations who previously went all in to cover up this story are now going all in exposing the story. The New York Times? You could make a valid argument. The New York Times has done so much to aid the communists and against us that entire company should be nationalized and shut down. Who was it that called them the Treason Times? The New York Times is now reporting on the Hunter Biden stuff? Why? Well, remember what I've been telling you. Remember what I've been telling you? There are two parts to this, and there are two parts. And I know this is an outlandish, ridiculous prediction, but I'm sticking with it. The first part is obvious. One of the reasons they're all talking about this now is this actual case has legs, and Hunter Biden might burn. And if you've been one of the media companies that's been covering up the whole time, you look terrible. Hunter Biden might burn. You cheat the IRS out of $1 million, which it looks like that's what he did at least. They usually come hunting for you. That's one. The second part of this is my prediction. Joe Biden, they're trying to force Joe Biden to resign. Joe Biden is going to resign not long after the midterm elections. And I need to be clear, I've been told this from nobody. It's completely a wild theory of mine. And if he doesn't do it, I'm going to have to come here and sit behind the microphone and own it. Oh, that's going to be brutal. I really like talking about how smart I am. What, Chris? Oh, that's a good idea, Chris. I'll just never talk about it and act like I was right all along, like the rest of them. Look, that's what journalist Jesse would do. That was me back in April. I'm going to add to that prediction now. Hunter Biden, even though we have, again, felonies on paper, black and white felonies on paper, Hunter Biden will not be charged for the reasons I just laid out. Though I know the evidence is there. He will not be charged. And Joe Biden, boys, you better write this one down. Hunter Biden will not be charged. And Joe Biden, after the midterms, will develop some health problems and resign the presidency. Mark my words. That's how the game is played. And I've been telling you why. One of the beautiful things about, well, the only beautiful thing about communism is how many communists it's destroyed too. The communist doesn't get some free pass under communism. He's worshiping destruction, death, misery. Well, destruction, death, and misery don't stop at the communist store either. In the end, all the communists get burned too. All the communists go down too. They loved Joe Biden so far. Why? Because he's been useful. He's been just as vindictive and nasty. he stepped aside and let the nasty little communists in his White House really run the country and go after his political opponents. But at this point in time, he's so unpopular. He's screwed things up so badly.
As I said, since I came to office, our economy has created 10 million jobs, 668 manufacturing jobs. Proof.
Yeah, nobody believes that. He's been a disaster. From one end to the other, he's been a disaster. Now, what he's become? He's become a liability to the system. Well, the system isn't loyal because of your past efforts. The system doesn't look at Joe Biden and say, man, you know, he's certainly hurting us now. His approval ratings are in the tank, but he's been good to us. I think out of loyalty, we should be good to him. No, that's how you operate. That's how I operate. The system, as soon as you are done being useful to it, they can't chuck you in the garbage disposal fast enough. These Hunter Biden charges would never have even come to light if Joe Biden's approval ratings were 55 to 60% and they were wanting him to keep on the train for another 2 years at least. Instead, Joe Biden has become a millstone around the neck of Democrats, and these charges are only coming to light, and they're going to be pushed as a threat to Joe. It's going to be a very, very simple meeting. Joe, do you want your son to come to trial? Do you think the discovery process where we dig through all of Hunter Biden's stuff is going to look good for you personally, Joe? Is that something you want, Joe? Or maybe after November, you just kind of resign. For whatever reason you want, Joe. It's fine. Look, we'll throw you a big parade. Joe, it's the best. We love Joe. Don't go, Joe. I just came up with that rhyme too, Chris. It was impressive to do that live on the radio. Anyway, that's what it's going to be. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Joe. I got a little cough. I guess I got to go back to Delaware. Headline the next day. Justice Department drops all charges against Hunter Biden. You heard it here first. It's coming. You heard it here first is such a great line, Chris. I wish I'd come up with that line. All right. Now, CNN is even saying it.
Well, Brianna, this is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. We are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. They're talking to witnesses. They're bringing people into the grand jury. They're issuing subpoenas. And I would expect, as Evan reported, they're now gaining steam and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Oh, it's not going to be unprecedented territory because the charges are going to go away, and so is Joe. And I know that means Dome in there, and then they'll put the Rear Admiral Buttigieg as his. It'll be a disaster. All right, now, speaking of Buttigieg, how are your T levels, fellas? You don't have to be honest with me. I'm not your doctor. You don't owe me anything. Forget T levels. How's your energy level? 2, 3 in the afternoon. How you feel? What if you could feel like you were 20 again? And you're always ready to go, ready to do that extra project at work, ready to do something for the old lady when you get home. Yes, I will go out back and build you a patio. You can't do that if you're low testosterone, guys, and the testosterone levels are not your fault. There's estrogens in the waters. It's in the plastics. It's not your fault. Chalk, they're using natural supplements to turn that around. Ladies, it's for you, too. They have a female vitality stack. You ready to lose weight? Feel better? Fellas, you ready to lose some of that belly fat? Feel better? More energy? Get a male vitality stack and get a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. If it doesn't do what I tell you, cancel it. I want you to. It does. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Male vitality stack. Female vitality stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, it was actually hard for me to cut in on that song. I love that song. You know what? We should cover that song for our band, Delirious Consequences. What, Chris? I haven't worked on the notes yet. What? That one or Kid Rock's? Okay, I like the original better, but Kid Rock did a good job. That's a good song. That's a good song. Every one of those songs makes you feel good. If you don't feel good, you watch The View or something like that. All right, well, this isn't going to make you feel good, but we have to unpack something here. There's a bunch of different things, and who are those people? What do you call people, Chris, who make quilts? My grandma made quilts. Weavers or something? Knitters? I don't think knitter is right, Chris. Chris, I can guess. Do you think you can look it up? Don't just keep throwing out words. You know what? Never mind. Anyway, I can tie things together, all right? A knot master. That's what I am. I'm naughty. What? No, wait. That didn't work either. Anyway, I got this email. Jesse, I watched the start of the Ken Burns' latest documentary about the Holocaust. What was supposed to be a documentary about the Holocaust sure felt a lot like a giant propaganda campaign comparing Nazis to me and my beliefs the whole time. I know the left has always compared us to Nazis, but the hits are starting to hit a little harder now. Seeing documentaries made about how evil you are and the President of the United States calling you an enemy of the state is pretty scary stuff. I fear that if they don't turn down the temperature in the very near future, people are going to start killing each other en masse. Why do they want this? Let's set the question aside for a moment, because just set that aside. Nazi. You've heard that so much. There's simply no question you've been called that by somebody, whether it's on social media, cousin, maybe you sent your daughter off to some liberal school and she went crazy. Somebody's called you a Nazi or a white supremacist or a racist. Someone has called you that. What's going on there? Okay, take that, put that in your back pocket here. What's going on there? We have to do a couple different things. One, here's a headline. FBI raids the home of pro-life activists and demands others turn themselves in. Maybe you're thinking this is that one I already talked about on the show, Mark Houck. No. There's a new one. His name's Chet Gallagher. He went to a building where they had abortion clinics. What did he do there? He prayed and sang worship songs, and told women they had options. That's what he did. The FBI just sent 20 more agents to his house. Now, that would surprise people who don't listen to the show, but if you do listen to the show, you very much remember what I said back on September 26th after they raided the first guy.
This is going to start happening more and more. Understand that there's not some pendulum swing happening here. Oh, they've taken it too far. I hear people comfort themselves with this all the time. They've taken it too far. It's going to swing back the other way. That's not how corrupt late-stage republics operate. It's not a pendulum system where it's going too far this way and it's going to go right back that way. Anyway, that's not how it goes. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse from here.
Told ya. Okay, no, hold on. There's more. I'm a knot person, Chris. That's what we decided. I'm tying things together. So stay with me, okay? So we have the email about them calling us Nazis. Then we have the FBI stepping things up. Now, a couple other things. Here's a headline. This may seem unrelated. Boutique law firm in Miami joins Trump's legal fight after others steer clear. A boutique. Okay, so just a smaller law firm and all the other big law firms rejected. Okay, one more thing. Only one more thing to tie together. All right. Headline from the NPR. After a deadly mass shooting, the DOJ is launching an anti-hate initiative. And they're talking about the mass shooting in Buffalo, the one that targeted a black supermarket. And they go on to talk about how the Justice Department is marshalling its resources, which is, man, that's kind of vague, isn't it? What does that mean, you're marshalling resources? Huh. As part of the initiative's programming, the U.S. Attorney's Office will begin to engage with communities across Western New York in hopes that deepening the connections in the community will encourage them to report acts of hate. Well, that doesn't sound bad. I mean, how could that be bad? And what does that have to do with anything else? Don't we want a deeper connection with the DOJ? What's wrong with me? Am I out there just seeing dark things out of nowhere? I'll tell you exactly how all that stuff ties together. And then we're going to have some fun. Somebody wrote me a poem and all kinds of things. All that's still to come. Before I get to any of that, let me do something real quick. I can't do anything to make our problems go away. Neither can you. They are what they are. I can help you get a good night's sleep, though. You know MyPillow's Giza Dream Sheets by now. I've talked to you about them before. Maybe the best gift you can give somebody, I should point that out, because they put them on their bed one time and then they're blowing up your phone. Oh my gosh, these are the best things ever. Well, right now, they're 60% off. You can get a set of MyPillow sheets as low as $39.99 right now with the promo code Jesse. That's the lowest price ever. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Make sure you get a couple, so once you throw one in the wash, you don't have to get it all done that day. Throw one in the wash, throw the other set back on and rotate them out. That's what we do. We got a couple sets. Actually, I think the wife snuck behind my back and got a third set. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. I don't know why we needed one for the guest room, but MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse gets you 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. It was 1989. My
thoughts were short. My hair was long. Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminder, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything, but get your questions in right now. to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you're just joining us real quick, I took four totally seemingly different things, and we're about to tie them together. The first one was an email about them calling us Nazis, and they consider us Nazis. They keep comparing us to Nazis. The second one was the FBI. They didn't back off after raiding the home of one pro-lifer. They just raided the home of another. Another one's about Donald Trump. He can't get any of the big law firms to take him on. Some smaller firm in Miami had to take him on. And the final one is after a deadly mass shooting, the DOJ is looking to ingrain itself in the community to root out hate. Have you tied it together yourself? I gave you a chance. Have you figured out what you're seeing? What you're seeing right now is something we've talked a lot about, and they all, every single one of these things brings us back to it. Every single one. What's happening is this. The communists in this country, they're in a unique position now, one they haven't been in before. Remember, they started out as just low-life street scum trying to get in, so they eventually figured out, hey, we need to get in the schools and whatnot. It took them a long, long time working their way through each and every institution before they could get to where they are now. And where are they now? Nationally, not locally, but nationally, they control everything. And I mean everything. From the education system, to the entertainment, sports, politics, the corporate world, scared to death of them. They run it all. Well, you, because you're a person on the right, however you consider yourself, libertarian, conservative, nationalist, whatever you consider yourself, you don't necessarily think about using power. We brag about it, right? This is part of our demise. We brag about it. That's what I won't do. Listen to Bill Barr bragging about, well, I'm attorney general. Don't worry, I won't do anything about it.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. The only way to stop this vicious cycle, the only way to break away from a dual system of justice, is to make sure that we scrupulously apply the single and proper standard of justice.
How'd that work out? The difference in philosophies is this. If you're on the right, you probably have, or at least have had, a philosophy of hands off, government out of my business, government, hey, nope, don't do that. Government shouldn't do anything. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's good if you're in a country with a small government. The problem is this. The communists would never even consider not using their power. The communists believe in using power for two things. Reward your friends, smash your enemies. So now that the communists have control of every single cultural institution, here's what they're doing. And this goes way beyond the FBI. Obviously, the FBI story is part of this. Way beyond the FBI. Why won't any big law firms take on Donald Trump? That's an extremely prestigious thing, no matter where you fall. Donald Trump's president or former president of the United States of America. He's probably the most famous person on the planet. No matter what the philosophy's supposed to be, everyone's entitled to legal representation, and yet big law firms won't touch him. Okay. Now, one more thing. The supermarket story. There's a shooting in a black supermarket. Now the DOJ is trying to ingrain itself in the community. If you're paying attention, all four things make perfect sense. They're not trying to beat you politically. This is what we miss, and this is why we lose. They're not concerned about the midterms. I mean, they are, but not. It doesn't govern their thinking the way you do, or the way I do. They don't think about things in short term like that. Oh, I hope you don't lose enough seats at the midterms. They don't look at the struggle they're in as being some political struggle that is going to be decided during the next election. They now hold every single cultural institution. And because they hold every single cultural institution, they are going to, from this point forward, they are going to make you out to be an enemy of the state so you can then be smashed like an enemy of the state deserves to be smashed, because you have no problem with the FBI raiding the home of an enemy of the state, right? If Osama bin Laden was alive today and he was living in Mobile, Alabama, in hiding, he'd probably have a hard time there. But if he was living in Mobile and the FBI raided his home, you wouldn't have any problem with that, would you? No, because he's an enemy of the state. Oh, you wouldn't have any problem. You know what? Okay, boom. FBI raids bin Laden's home in Mobile, Alabama. And now, bin Laden, he was a rich guy. He wants some legal representation. You would probably be very okay with none of the big law firms taking him on, right? Of course, because he's an enemy of the state, just like they just did to Trump. And something else. The DOJ. You know what they announced? We arrested bin Laden. We got him, guys. But we are told a bunch of his people, his second in command, his third in command, they're also in Alabama. So what we're going to do is, we're going to ingrain ourselves with the community. We're really going to get together with the community really closely, and we're going to ingrain ourselves, and we're going to make sure we can find out who the others are and where they are. You'd have no problem with that because they're enemies of the state. Well, here's the problem. That enemy is you. What's the DOJ doing in New York? They're going to start getting into neighborhoods and making sure your neighbor is ready to inform on you, just like every corrupt communist state police agency does. They're going to make sure your neighbor, your coworker, he's a willing informant. Do you have any idea how many Stasi-affiliated people there were in East Germany? It's not just that the Stasi was so big. There were so many informants from the Stasi. We're still figuring out who they were to this day because the Stasi were trying to shred documents on the way out the door. It was practically everyone. Jesse, it wouldn't happen to me. Jesse, it won't be my neighbor. It won't be my Facebook friend. It won't be my manager at work. Yes, it will. What you're seeing, it's not some pendulum swing that's going to change based on midterm elections or 2024. What you're seeing is a slow, steady effort by the communists to take that power that they have acquired for themselves, taking over everything and clinching it around your neck. Don't think that could happen? Okay. Go look up St. Louis COVID leak. That should probably be enough. Go do an internet search for St. Louis COVID leak. They asked for tips on people who were violating COVID rules, and eventually they leaked the list of people who reported. It was neighbor ratting on neighbor. Coworker ratting on coworker. You must understand, in a corrupt, rotted system, when the government gets aggressive and violent and scary and it's corrupt and rotted, people will line up to inform on whoever the enemies of the state are, which if that's Osama bin Laden, that ain't so bad. It gets a lot worse when it turns out to be you and me. That's what's happening right now. All right, enough of that ugliness. You know what? It's time for poetry. No, it's not mine, even though I'd probably be a great poet. It's not my, what, Chris? It's not mine. Somebody wrote me a poem, and it's awesome. I'm going to read it for you next. Then we have to get to the rear ending of Kamala and more. But first, let's talk about you and your crappy cell phone service. No, no, no. I'm not dogging on your cell phone itself. I'm dogging on your cell phone company. Oh, Jesse, I got great coverage. Really? Because I have big old 5G network here on my Pure Talk phone. I have great coverage everywhere I go. So I have the same great coverage, only I'm not paying a company who hates my guts to trash me. What do you think? That's a perfect segue. What do you think Verizon will do in a year or two when the DOJ attacking you comes and asks for your text messages, do you think they'll hand them right over? Switch to Pure Talk. Don't keep AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile. Pure Talk not only saves you a fortune, they share your freaking values. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Not tomorrow, now. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Somebody wrote me a limerick. It's limerick, right? It's not limerick, is it, Michael? It is limerick. Limerick, I knew it. Look, I'm a famous author. I knew it. So I'm going to read it for you now and see if I can get through this without laughing. To Nantucket went the new author Jess, dumped his radio show off on Chris, wore sweet Dershowitz tweed, left his fans sad, in need, blamed the airlines for all of the mess. Oh, he's not done. Then to New York, host Jesse did go, hung with Buck, took the wife to a show. Jarhead Jess, it is said, is a big-time celeb who drinks pricey booze shots, we now know. So he's promised his fans he will stay on the airwaves until Turkey Day. And his promise we'll trust, hearing him is a must. No more hooky can Jesse now play. That's so good. Semper Fi, Kevin. That is so freaking funny. Oh, gosh, that's too funny. All right, let's get to some. You know what? I've been horrible all week about the emails. Dang it. Why'd you guys let me do that? All right, I'll get better now because we do have to talk about somebody slamming into the back of Kamala Harris. Just give me a second. Menu Whisperer. What are the odds the FBI gets involved with, quote, protecting the midterm ballots? Seems like they're trying to evoke us on the right to do something wrong, something stupid. Messing with elections has already been proven to elicit a so-called insurrection. How far will the Gestapo go? Well, really far. I don't know that they'll do anything in the midterms. I doubt it, but the FBI already got involved in the last two elections. Wrap your mind around that. The FBI got involved in the last two. They were involved in 2016. They practically worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign. In 2016, they lied to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on Trump's campaign. And then, well, do I have to remind you what Mark Zuckerberg just got done saying? Hunter Biden's story is getting ready to come out in the New York Post. It's not even out yet, but it's getting ready to come out. The FBI was clearly spying on the reporters, which is that in and of itself is amazing. So they preempted the story by going to Facebook and telling Facebook they wanted them to stop it.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did,
I got it.
Can't share this at all.
The FBI, knowing the Hunter Biden story was coming, went to Facebook and said, "Hey, not that we know anything, but there's going to be some Russian disinformation dropping soon. Something about Hunter Biden. Anyway, you should definitely know. It's definitely the Russians. Have a good one, guys." So when someone writes in and tells me they're going to protect the midterms, I say, yeah, they did it the last two elections. Of course they are. What are they going to do? I don't know. But this goes back to what we were just talking about. When you take over every single part of the system, every single part of it, it gives you the freedom to use whatever parts of it you can to hang on to power and to smash your enemies. Well, when you have the FBI, look, maybe you, if I put you in charge of the FBI right now, you probably wouldn't walk into the FBI and assemble all the department heads and say, hey guys, listen, who's on the menu? Democrats. Draw up all those child predators and mafia guys, and we're not worried about any of that. I want to hear your plan for attacking Democrats tomorrow. I want arrest warrants and raids. You wouldn't do that. But here's the thing. I'm glad you don't think like that. It would never occur to the communists who run the FBI and the DOJ to not do that. They don't look at the country like you look at the country as this wonderful place they want to preserve and save for their kids and grandkids. All they see is money and power and friends and enemies. And they look at it like it's some TV soap opera. They don't have some value system like you have inside. When you own the FBI, if you're a communist, you use the FBI. When you own the late night comedy shows, you use the late night comedy shows. When you own the Hollywood, you use Hollywood. When you own the presidency, you use the presidency. As soon as you no longer have the presidency, you just go back to using everything else you have. When you own the IRS, you use the IRS. When you own the teaching profession, you don't go, well, I'm a third grade teacher who's a communist. I'll try to keep that out of the curriculum, though. That is the curriculum if you're a communist. They don't believe in not using power. We believe in that. And that's part of the reason why we're here. Look, we're going to have to own the failures of our own philosophy. I mean, you heard Bill Barr. I've made fun of him 400,000 times. There's not going to be a tit for tat. We have to stop this vicious cycle. Yeah? How'd that go? Did the communists respect that virtue? Look, hey, guys, we took over the DOJ, but Bill Barr didn't use it, so we won't use it either, guys. We got to stop the cycle. No, Merrick Garland kicked in the door of the DOJ and said, I'm King effing Kong. Republicans are going down. And now FBI, they're raiding pro-life homes. All right. Protect yourself, all right? It's a scary world out there. And with them encouraging all this violence at the bottom, that only gets worse. Because, again, you have all this vile street scum who they hear you're a Nazi every day. They want to go do something about it. Does that daughter you sent off to college have a hero gun in her hands that she carries everywhere? Hear me out on this. I don't even want you to buy it for yourself or your husband or your wife or your daughter. I don't even want you to buy it unless you're going to keep it. I want you to keep it on you. Even that, if that has to be in your car, fine. But you need this on you. It doesn't do any good collecting dust at home. Look, you don't need a concealed carry permit. It's a non-lethal gun. This thing will stop an evil person in its tracks and save the life of the person you care the most about. But it can't do that at home. Buy one, carry one. If the hero gun's too big, get a hero arrow. Everyone can hear it. Fits in your pocket. Get a hero arrow. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.